Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk, and this is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG. If you like to listen to us online, thanks for doing that. The live link there is at thetrumpet.com and at kpcg.fm. And, of course, over the air here in the Edmond, Oklahoma City area at 101.3. If you haven't caught up on all of the Live by Every Word podcasts, you can also find those at thetrumpet.com and kpcg.fm. And that goes for all of the programming here on KPCG. And there's quite a bit. And it's great to listen to all of it if you can squeeze it into your busy schedules. The kingdom of God will build a completely new civilization. Think about that. A completely new civilization. Different than the civilization we see today. Different than the civilization we live in today. And God is beginning this new civilization already. Do you know where it is? Well, He's beginning it in His church today. And God is the one that's doing the building. There's a building that's being constructed, spiritually speaking. There's a building. There's a new civilization, and it's being built by God in His church. Notice a couple of passages here. This is 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 9. And if you have a Bible handy, be great to look these up with me. And if not, maybe look them up later and see what the Word of God says. 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 9. It says, "For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building." So God is building a spiritual temple. And He's building a new civilization. And it's starting. It's just beginning within His church today. God's one true church on this earth. And so we see very clearly here that we are God's building, those that God has called and is working with today. 1 Peter 2 and verse 5 says that God's people are lively stones built up a spiritual house. And so you know how building works roughly, even if you're not somebody that's done construction. You know, we see buildings and we know that in some cases they're built out of brick or stone. And they have to be put together in just the right way. Whatever the building material is, it has to be put together in the right way. And the pieces have to fit to make the structure stand strong and to be useful. And so God is forming and shaping and molding His people today, just like you would mold and shape a building material, a brick or a stone, to fit it into a particular place in a building. And so I think we can clearly see why God's people have to come out of this world and be different than the civilization we see around us. Because God is building a new civilization, and it's His new civilization, and He's starting within His church. But of course, the onus is on God's people to yield to God's direction. We have to be workable with God. He has to be able to mold us and to shape us into the building material that He wants that fits correctly into His spiritual edifice. If we don't let God mold us and shape us, then we just simply don't fit into the building. And we can't be used in His new civilization. We can't be in the kingdom of God if we're not willing to be molded and shaped. And that takes some pressure sometimes. It takes some tests and some trials, and those aren't easy, but they do result in us being shaped and molded in a way that we can be used eternally in God's new civilization. And so let's talk about some practical things here. How do we know how to live today? Let's look at a passage here in Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2 and verses 19 through 22. It says, "Now therefore," again, talking to God's people, "now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together grows unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. It takes God's Holy Spirit for this process to work. We need the power of God's Spirit. But again, notice the foundation here. When you're building a building, the foundation has to be right. If the foundation's not right, it doesn't matter really what goes on top of it, because there'll be problems. Occasionally, if you've ever looked at real estate, sometimes you'll see a house come up for sale, and you think, wow, that's a really pretty nice house. Why is the price as low as it is? And, of course, typically there's a reason. And I've looked at some just on the internet over the years, perusing different homes for sale. And I've come across a few like this, and in most cases, there was major foundational problems with the structure. The house looked great from just, you know, the ground level looking at it, but there was a foundational problem with the structure, and because of that, it would cost a lot of money to try to fix it. So that's why the houses were being sold at what would be considered a pretty low price, but then when you thought about, okay, how much would it cost to fix this foundation? You know, it wasn't worth it in most cases. And so the foundation is so important. And here we see spiritually that the church is built, and this new civilization, God's civilization, the kingdom of God, is being built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. That's the way God is building his church. It's the way he's building his civilization. And so it gives us very clear insight into how we should live, what we should follow, what we should do. The show is called Live by Every Word. So, okay, so what words do we live by? Well, it's what God revealed through his apostles and prophets, inspired by his Holy Spirit. That's the foundation of it. That's where the teachings are that we have to be following. God's Spirit opens our minds when we're called to understand the teachings that God the Father gave through Christ. And then the apostles and prophets also taught that same message. There's a continuity of it. The message doesn't change. There's new understanding that comes along over the years that's relevant to the time period that the church is in at that particular juncture of history. But it's all the same teachings. There's just new understanding or more understanding that comes along, but it's built on the same foundation, the apostles and the prophets, Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. God's government doesn't change. His holy day plan doesn't change. These fundamental truths don't change because they come from God, and they're revealed there through the apostles and the prophets. And that same message is taught throughout the years. This is the foundation of how to live. We can't just sort of, you know, pick and choose and say, well, I like some of this or I don't like that, and so I'm going to go do something else. We have to look at what God has revealed through his apostles and prophets. And the world is cut off from God's Spirit. They don't understand the truth of God. And they can't read the blueprints, as it were, to see how to build at this time. They can't read the blueprints. Right? We all have a Bible, I think. Most everyone does, or they could get one if they wanted. They're abundant. But yet, people don't understand what it means. They don't know how to read the blueprints. It's the same as, again, if you don't have a background in construction, somebody handed you these blueprints, you know, you could look at them the same as the builder could, but the builder would know what to do with them. He would know what it meant. And if you didn't have that same experience, you wouldn't know. You'd look at it and say, I see a bunch of lines. I see some numbers. I'm not sure what this exactly means. We wouldn't know, right? So it takes God's Spirit to open up our minds to read the blueprints. And God's revealed that through his apostles and his prophets. And notice here, we can see how Christ is really emphasizing building on the Word of God. The right foundation, that Word of God. Notice this in Matthew 7 and verses 24 through 27. He says, Christ says, therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them. See, that's the key, doing what Christ said. He said, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Remember, Christ himself is the chief cornerstone. The word of God is what we have to build upon. And then when the trials come, as it talks about here and is depicted by the winds blowing and the floods coming and these things that do come in life, well, it stands firm. That life stands firm because it's built upon the right foundation. It's built upon the rock, upon Christ, upon the word of God. And that word is taught through the apostles and the prophets. Verse 26, though, it starts to give the other side of the coin here. It says, and everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does them not, they hear it, right? So at least they're listening, but they're not going to do it. If that happens, he says, that person shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. So the only difference between these two individuals that are being talked about here is that one built his life upon the word of God. He did what Christ said. He built his life around that and on that. And he built on that foundation of the apostles and the prophets and what they taught, which is the same message Christ taught. And they did those sayings, did it. And so trials came and tests came, but they stood firm. This other person didn't follow God's word. He didn't follow the teachings that have come through the apostles and the prophets. And so trials came and he fell. Now, trials came to both, right? Both houses had the floods come and the winds come. They both had trials. The difference being one could stand and one couldn't. And the one that could stand did so because he built upon the rock. He did what Christ said. That's the difference. So we see here the right foundation is essential. You know, the idea of building a house on sand is terrifying. I think it, just for any of us, whether we've built anything or we haven't, we do know that, we probably have seen footage of, say, a house that was built in not the best location and a flood comes and the whole thing collapses. You know, I've seen that in news footage over the years, or just being a kid, you know, you go to the beach and you build a little sandcastle and maybe it looks pretty good. And as soon as the tide comes in, the whole thing's gone because it can't stand. It's just sand, right? So a really great example here for us to understand something that's very deep spiritually, but understand it through some pretty basic physical principles. And we see that the right foundation is essential. It's essential. And there have been buildings built over the years that were not built with the right foundation. And they had terrible, terrible problems, as you might imagine. Here is one example. It's a building called the Transcona Grain Elevator. And it was a grain storage facility used by the Canadian Pacific Railway. This was a little over 100 years ago. It says the Transcona Grain Elevator didn't even last a day before foundation problems surfaced. Back on October 18th, 1913, the building began to settle as grain was moved indoors. In the first hour after unloading, the building sank 1 foot into the ground. So this building wasn't built on a good foundation. It looked pretty good, and while there was no pressure on it, it was fine. But as soon as pressure started to mount, the building began to sink immediately. And in that first hour after unloading, the building sank a foot into the ground. You can imagine being there working on that, and I suppose you'd start to notice pretty quickly, hey, wait a second, how come, you know, the floor's not where it used to be in relation to the ground? They obviously had some major structural problems with the building. It says by the next day, the building was tilted an entire 27 degrees to the west. Why did this happen? Well, researchers found that the foundation was extremely unstable because it was constructed on stratified clay, which contained layers of silt salt throughout the layers of clay. So they didn't apparently do their research on the foundation, at least not well enough to discover that there would be some major problems. They went through and built this entire building. That's quite a process, quite an expense. They wanted to use it, for being a grain elevator, storage facility, and it didn't even last a day. Well, our lives can be a lot like that, right, where things look pretty good until there's pressure. Until, like Christ said, there's a trial and the winds come and the flood comes or pressure mounts and all of a sudden we find we're sinking into the ground. We find that our foundation isn't very good and we begin to tilt and lean. And again, if we fall, it's a great fall, right? It's a great collapse, as Christ said. And there is just a reality to life that there are some trials and tests that come. And God allows that because we need to be shaped and molded. And of course, we can bring some problems on ourselves too that we don't have to. But every life is going to have some pressure. We need a little pressure. It can't always be easy. We would like it to be easy, I guess, but we wouldn't grow. We do need pressure, but we have to make sure that our foundation is rock solid, built upon Christ, and that we're doing the Word of God. Again, where did we learn about that Word? It comes through that foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. That's how we build. Now, there are other buildings that have been built where man has done a pretty good job, actually, and has really made some incredible structures. There's a building called the Torre Mayor Building, if I said that right, and it's in Mexico City. It's the tallest building in Latin America, and they know there's earthquakes in that area, so they had to think about that. So they built the building to withstand an earthquake up to 8.5 on the Richter scale. That's a pretty massive earthquake. Hope it doesn't go higher than that or they're going to have trouble, but they figure that'll be high enough, I guess. So in 2003, the building was put to the test. There was a 7.6 earthquake, which is massive, and it hit, and the building did so well that the workers who were inside didn't even feel the earthquake. Imagine that. Here's this. You're in this high rise. You have this 7.6 earthquake come along, which would, you know, could cause a lot of destruction. And they didn't even feel it. They didn't even know what happened because the building was built so solidly. It was on such a good foundation and constructed in a way to be able to handle those types of trials that came along. Did the trial hit? Yeah, it still did. But they were able to withstand it. The building stood. The building stood. Now, of course, no structure of man is perfect, but I think we can see the point that we do need to be built on the right foundation spiritually. It's so important spiritually to be built on the right foundation. And it's more important as far as foundations are concerned to be built on the right spiritual foundation than it is physically. Now, again, we do want to build the right way in everything we do, but you know, if somebody builds a building and it doesn't work out, that can be a major problem, but then usually they rebuild. They build a new one. But spiritually, if we have the wrong foundation, it can be much harder to recover from that. So we want to be building on this right foundation. The Herbert W. Armstrong Bible Correspondence Course, which is free at thetrumpet.com, and I recommend that you sign up for that and take it. It's a great course. You can go at your own pace with it and take the tests and go through it and pass it. and really, it's designed to just help you understand the Bible more and more and more and make it clear. And so sometimes people might have a little fear of being tested, I guess, but it's really pretty straightforward. So please sign up for that correspondence course and the tests that come with it. And it's just a great way to really build your study. You know, we're talking about building on a foundation. Well, that's a way to do it, is to build on that truth that's in the correspondence course. But there's a quote here that says, the Church of God is built on God's rock-solid spiritual foundation, the teachings of Jesus Christ, his apostles and prophets. So there's a lot of churches in this world. Well, what makes one right? What would make another one not right? Well, which one is built on God's rock-solid spiritual foundation, the teachings of Jesus Christ? Remember, Christ said, we just read about that we have to hear his words and do them. Christ, what did Christ do? He did a lot of things that you see people in this world not do. So we have to really examine that and dig into the teachings. Know, what do we even know what Christ taught? I mean, that's the starting point. We have to know what was taught. And of course, that message is continually taught by his apostles and prophets down through the years. It says their teachings, that of the apostles and prophets, are based on God's law of love, God's way of cooperation, unselfish giving and serving. But this present world has been built on a different foundation. We're talking about foundations here. We're talking about civilizations. The present world has been built on a different foundation. It's built on sin. See, God's foundation is built on God's law of love, cooperation, unselfish giving, and serving. The present world is based on a wrong foundation, selfishness. The present civilization that we see around us today, it's founded on Satan's way of get. Adam and Eve chose to govern themselves and reject God's government. See, they went the wrong way. They rejected God's government, and they decided to govern themselves, make their own decisions. But in reality, Satan's the one then that leads. Adam and Eve were influenced by Satan. So is the world today. The truth is that anyone who rejects God's government follows Satan's government. There is no third way there. It's either follow God or follow Satan. Even though people, you know, may not want to believe that, but that's the truth. The world has been built on the foundation of sin. And sin is the breaking of God's laws. It's the breaking of God's laws. This civilization is built on vanity. It doesn't take much to see that, to see that and to understand that that's how this world is built. It's on vanity. We see that everywhere. God's civilization, though, it's different, and it's beginning to be built within the church today. Notice this quote from the Hebrews booklet. This is a new booklet that is offered free again at thetrumpet.com, and it gets into Hebrews and really expounds upon the truth that's in there again, the truth, the foundational truth of apostles and prophets. And it says this, Mr. Fleury writing, Mr. Gerald Fleury, the presenter of the Key of David program. He says, we need to undergo a total change of mind. God is going to convert people's thinking and give them the mind of Christ. That's in Philippians 2 and verse 5. This will change everything, he says. That change must be happening within God's people today. Here's the practicality of it all. This new civilization that brings joy and happiness and excitement. It's starting today, and that change comes from a change of mind, and that change, as he says here, must be happening within God's people today. So if you're someone that God is working with today, how is your life? What are the fruits? What are you building upon? What foundation? The foundation is so important. The correspondence course says, God says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. That's Psalms 127 and verse 1. Satan, not God, built this house, this current civilization. God is not trying to repair this decaying and rotting civilization, right? He's not trying to come in and just sort of patch it up, but he's coming to replace it entirely, to put in a completely new structure, a new civilization, a new foundation. So we don't want to be trying to hold on to a collapsing society. Come out of this world. Don't try to hang on to it, because it's collapsing. It's rotting. It's falling apart, and it's not going to be fixed. It's going to be replaced. The Course says instead of trying to fix this current civilization, God the Father sent his own Son, Jesus Christ, as the second Adam to start anew. To begin building a totally different new structure of civilization. The new civilization will be built on God's foundation, on his way of life. The truth of God that Christ taught, that the apostles and the prophets taught and teach, because God's work is still happening today, and we need to be supporting that. That truth, that foundation, is the beginning of this new civilization. God's church is the beginning of this new civilization, a new nation that's almost ready to be born. That's all the time we have for this edition of Live by Every Word. Thanks for spending some time with me. I'm Dwight Falk. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.